It is my year of breaking limits. We join our heart this morning. Shall we rise on our feet, lifting up our voice, and begin to magnify the name of the Lord? Let's be thankful and be praiseful unto him this morning. We lay down, we slept, and we woke because the Lord sustained us. With a loud voice this morning, let's enter into his gates and bless his holy name. Let's praise him. Let's exalt his holy name. He has done what no man can do. Thank him and give him glory. Give him praise this morning for the gift of life. Thank him and celebrate his faithfulness. Give him praise and do that from the depth of your heart this morning. Return with a loud voice. Magnify him, exalt his holy name. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Exalt his holy name this morning. Magnify him, give him praise, thank him for his good hand upon our lives as individuals, as families, even as a commission. Thank him for his good hand of provision, protection, and preservation all around. Give him praise and glory. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart this morning. Return like that one leper and glorify his holy name. Exalt him and bless him. By his mercies, we are not consumed. By his mercies, we are not consumed. Be thankful and be praiseful unto him this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice, a loud voice of thanksgiving, and celebrate him. And from the depth of heart this morning, we are saying, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your testimonies with us. We say thank you for all of the help we receive again and again. We say thank you. Give him praise and glory. Give him praise and glory. With thanksgiving this morning, begin to commit this morning, God, into his hand, unto to him the answer of prayer. We have come this morning. He is the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for him? He's here this morning to meet us at the point of our need again this morning, to establish our going this morning, to make our going great this morning. Therefore, thank him and bless him. The Bible says, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures evermore. That is the heritage of the saints, and that is what we have come for this morning. Therefore, magnify him. Thank him as we lift up our voice this morning in praise, in intercession, and as his word come to us this morning, the word of the Lord, the sent word, the right word, the word that will establish us this morning, give him praise for it and magnify him, because this is the assurance we have this morning that we are not returning the same. We are returning from this mountain transformed. We are returning change. We are returning in power. Give him glory for it. Give him glory for it, for the Lord in our midst is mighty. He will do wonders this morning. He will establish us this morning. Give him praise and magnify him. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
That is why you are called Jehovah. And that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Jesus, that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
Your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Ha. Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
Yes.
Unquestionable. Ha. Unquestionable. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are Lord.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
We give you all the praise.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
You are worthy of our praise, Lord.
Praise,
oh, ha. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord.
Unquestionable, you are
unquestionable,
Lord.
You are
yes,
the Lord.
We give you all the praise.
Unquestionable,
praise,
you are the Lord.
You are worthy of our praise.
Unquestionable.
Oluwa Olorun ka bi yoko si ka bi yoko si ka bi yoko si iwo lolu ka bi yoko si o
ka bi yoko si iwo loluwa
we give you all the praise o
ka bi yoko si iwo loluwa
you are worthy you are worthy you are worthy you are worthy you are worthy
ka
bi yoko si o
Please put your hands together for Jesus once again, and let's be comfortably be seated in God's presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Shortly we'll be rising up to pray, and we'll be saying, Father, visit us, both as a church and as individuals, with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, or has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God had prepared for them that love him. Shall we rise as we intercede this morning, saying, Father, visit us, both as a church and as individuals, with things that eyes have not seen,
nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon you again this morning, saying, Father, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's cry unto him this morning. Let's call upon him with our faith in line from the depths of our heart, saying, Father, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, even this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, come down again in our midst. Oh Lord, oh Lord, visit us afresh, both as a church and as individuals. Oh God, with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. You came down, oh Lord, in Egypt, and you did what eyes have not seen. You did what ears have not heard. The same we are calling upon you again, even this morning. Oh Lord, come down, visit us, both as a church and as individuals, with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year. Lord, we call upon you, the God of again and again. Lord, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year. Let's call upon him from the depth of our heart this morning. Let's call upon God. God again. Oh God, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, what eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, not the things that have entered into the heart of man. He said, those things are the things God has prepared for us that love him. Father, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, even this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, we call upon you this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, visit us both as a church and as individuals with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. The kind of miracles we have not seen, O Lord, this year we want to see it. The kind of growth we have never seen, we want to see it this year. Lord Jesus, come again, O Lord, in our midst, both as a church and as individuals, with things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. The kind of testimonies that have not been shared in our midst, oh God, we pray, let it be our Lord this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can as well power this prayer in the Holy Ghost. Lela Barata. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and let's be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next we shall rise, and this time we're saying, Father, redirect the steps of every challenged winner back to this church this year, and grant each of them a breaking limit order of testimony. Can our amen be loud and clear? Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Please join me rise to your feet this morning with faith in your heart as we lift up our voices saying, Father, redirect the steps of every challenged winner back to this church this year and grant each of them breaking limit order of testimonies. Lift up your voice and let's pray with passion this morning. We are praying from the depth of our hearts And we are praying, lifting up every challenged winner everywhere. Lift up your voice, Father. We are making a demand of faith this morning, asking you to redirect the steps of every challenged winner. Locate them and bring them back. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are making this demand with absolute faith and dependency on your word, asking you to redirect the steps of every challenged, every embattled winner back to this church, thereby granting each one of them breaking limits, order of testimonies, even this year. Lift up your voice and pray with passion this morning. Engage your heart in this line of intercession. Ensure you are praying from the very depth of your heart. We are lifting up every challenged winner. We are praying with passion concerning every embattled winner, asking the Father to redirect the steps. Father, you will know them, locate them, and bring them back even this year and in this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice this morning. Ensure you are praying from the depth of your heart. We are lifting every challenged and every embattled winner, young and old, male and female. Father, redirect your steps. Redirect your steps. Locate them and recover them. Bring them back to this church even this year. And as they come, grant each of them breaking limit order of testimonies. Grant each one of them a welcome package of undeniable visitation even this year. Lift up your voice. Why not pray with passion this morning? Engage your heart in this intercession. Ensure your heart is connected to the words proceeding from your lips. This morning, we are praying the prayer that must be answered. Father, concerning every challenged winner, we are praying this morning, redirect your steps. Redirect your steps. Locate them and recover them. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return with joy. Let that be our testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Someone is praying from the depth of your heart this morning, lifting every challenged, every embattled, every discouraged winner everywhere, from far and from near, making a demand of the Father to locate them and to recover them, even in this year of breaking limits. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Engage the fervency of your heart this morning in this intercession. Lelushia Gatago. We are praying this morning, lifting up every single challenged member of this church, every discouraged winner from far and from near. Father, we are asking you to redirect their steps, reorder their steps, bring them back to this church. Le Katano, Bledialo Shagataga, Atona Ziza, Le Kushagata, La Blateniande. We pray with passion. We pray with passion from the depth of our hearts, asking you to bring them back. Bring them back, even in this prophetic season. None of them shall be lost. None of them shall be lost. Every one of them recovered by the mighty outstretched hand of the Almighty God. Lift up your hands. Give him thanks. He has heard us again this morning, and he has answered our intercession. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name, give Jesus a big
It is my year of breaking limit. We are yet going to be praying, saying, Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, companion the influx of abiding multitude all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. A louder email. Matthew 13 and verse 39, the enemy that sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, companion the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, companion the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession. Father, we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice as we engage the reaper angels this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we decree right now the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Lift up your voice. Pray in the name of Jesus. Make your declaration known to the Lord. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field in the mighty name of Jesus, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lord, this is our heart desire. This is our heart cry this morning. We decree in the name of Jesus the release of reaper angels to all our harvest field of Lagos, of Otter, and all its environs, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice and pray passionately this morning. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God that answer prayer. Make your declaration known unto him. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels to all our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes, established multitudes into this church, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Pray intensely this morning. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with your spirit connected. Father, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field in the name of Jesus, compelling the influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Power that prayer in the spirit right now. You can pray it in your understanding. Pray it in the Holy Ghost. Be sure everyone is hearing your voice. Make kare prala katozia. Make reparoka. Repenke embreka katozia. Zazozakeke embreka katozia. Zazokende embreka katoza. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the release of reaper angels to our harvest field, companion the ingathering of influx of abiding multitudes all through the ongoing Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Li para kande kere brala katozia zazozake epere parakata. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and give him thanks. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Amen. Let me hear the loudest amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 7 says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, this is my prayer. Let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. and the children of Israel were fruitful. Father Lord, cause us to double in attendance this year. Let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Cause this church to wax exceedingly mighty, and let the land be filled with us as you multiply us on this mountain. Father, we pray, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Let this church be minimum double. Let this church be minimum double. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, we pray, let this church, the Faith Tabernacle, be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. The minimum double, minimum double, minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Father, this is our prayer. Father, this is, oh Lord, our desire. Even, oh Lord, as you have spoken, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Father, cause us to be fruitful and to increase abundantly. Gather the people from the highways and the hedges, and cause this church to be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Someone lift up your voice and pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Father, let this church be minimum double. Let this church be minimum double. Double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray believing. Father, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the voice of your declaration. Let him hear the voice of your prayer. Father, we pray, and Father, we also declare, let this church be minimum double its average of 2019 this year. Lift up your heart, lift up your voices, speak to the Lord. Father, we pray, let this church be minimum double. Let this church be minimum double. Lift up your voice right now. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Male poko pi baraba. Jambo pray. Abrom brakas kiataros. Arima popos. Shema kaya. Arigeri akata. Mande brokos giva. Jemalo priatama kwefebe. Randa kaya dede. La prekes koshe morobo. Malibre ra badiakata kaka ra. Father, let this church, the Faith Tabernacle, be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Lift up those hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Surely we shall rise, and this shall be our prayer line. Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Let your amen break limits. Isaiah chapter 49, 25 to 26, paraphrase, I will contend with him that contended with thee, I will save thy children. I will feed them that oppress thee with their flesh, and they shall be drunken with their blood. Rise with me as we pray this morning. Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice everywhere. This is our prayer prayer line, and this is the will of God. Our Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, be quenched with divine vengeance, be rooted out with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. Contend with they that contend with this ongoing revival. Lord, scatter everyone seeking to scatter what you are gathering here. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church, even this year. In the name of Jesus, with everything within you, pray this morning a prayer that must be answered until vengeance is executed. The will of God may not be perfected. Lord, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. In the name of Jesus, O God of heaven, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Like was in Egypt, arise, O God. Let every Pharaoh against this revival go down, so that your will come to pass in full course. O God, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, be terminated with divine vengeance, be annihilated with divine vengeance, bringing to pass the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. Is God hearing your voice? Pray a prayer that will be rewarded. Our Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. This is what you have said concerning us, breaking limits, order of growth. Therefore, we stand on the authority of your word. Every gate of hell, every contention of darkness against this revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we are standing on the authority of your word. You said you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Therefore, we cry out to you, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Is God hearing your voice? Lift up your voice and cry out in faith. Lift up your voice and cry out confidently. Our Father, in the name above every other name, let every contention of hell against this ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. You can pray in the Holy Ghost right now. You can also pray in your understanding, but everyone expecting answers of the Lord. Matorontananda ashiada gagagantana abrota bronteniane edia zanton baradada akapaparano oborondo sazianada ashobambarantea elia gagarantara baba. What have you imagined against the Lord? He shall make an utter end. Arabampo oruadabante edia zaranta ababarantada okua papatana adiarada tando o shadan krantan brando okua babante ala tandiande ediandarada dambam bronde e quaratandan daraba le ruala bante e dia sazusa ashranga brandoro kamprandia ala dan santana. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand and give him praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we are going to rise to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word in John 16, 24. Jesus speaking said, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Whatever you desire this morning, as you ask, you will receive, and your joy shall be full. Right now, rise on your feet and begin to speak to the Lord, presenting the matters of your heart before him, doing so with confidence and with full assurance, making priority of the matters of the kingdom as you pray, and as you ask, you shall receive. Lift your voice and pray this morning. lift your voice and now begin to give thanks unto God. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to glorify the name of the Lord. Give thanks unto Him this morning. You can do it in the spirit or in your understanding, but make sure it's coming from your heart unto God. Make sure it's coming from your heart unto God. Appreciate Him and glorify His name. Thank Him and do it from the depth of your heart. Father, we say thank You. We bless Your name. We glorify You. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Appreciate Him. Do it in the spirit. He that gives thanks in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Father, thank You. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. This covenant hour of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. They will provoke our own breaking limits experiences. Number one, 4 years career stagnation destroyed via Matthew 6:33. Hands together for that. I joined this commission in 2011 as a student. I graduated from the university in the year 2013, and all efforts to secure a good job proved abortive. In obedience to the bishop's admonishment, I decided to set my priorities right. So I made sure a day didn't pass by without engaging my minimum daily 1 hour kingdom advancement prayers. I also engaged in reaching out to souls vigorously like never before. I enrolled for the WOVB, and I was so sure my case was settled at WOVB after the encounters. I thereafter picked books addressing the unwanted situation. I read and applied every truth in the books. Suddenly, I received an SMS in April for an interview. And after 2 stages of the interview, I was successful. Make it bigger for Jesus. Then I resumed my miracle job. I return all the glory to God who has liberated me from the siege of career stagnation, testifies Adewale Michael. Put your hands together to the glory of God. Number two, 3 years of homelessness and wandering. My business went down the drain to the extent that I could not afford to feed well again. I started eating from hand to mouth. To worsen it all, the rent on the apartment where I was living expired. Of course, there was no money to renew the rent. This led to me vacating the house, and then the battle set in fully. I distributed my properties to different houses, both in Lagos and Ota. I roamed about from one person's house to another just to lay down my head for the night. People, both families and friends, rejected me and threw me out of their houses. I was mocked by many, but I kept on reminding the devil that I knew the God that I serve, He is too faithful to fail. I did not relent. I kept on serving God faithfully. This battle was on for 3 years. I also engaged faithfully in praying kingdom advancement prayers, believing every word of God and every prophetic declaration coming from this altar. Then, the God of all possibilities showed up. Amen. He gave me a contract with which I was able to redeem my vows. God settled my accommodation issues and solved other lingering problems around me. God did not give me an any-hour accommodation, but a classy and glorious one in a posh environment and estate. Hallelujah. Make it bigger, 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 bigger. He placed me in an estate where one had to go through tight protocols before getting entrance. I've come to pay my vow to return all the glory to the God of my father, Bishop Oyedepo, testifies Damsel Precious. Can you rise on your feet, hands lifted to God, wave it in appreciation to this God of breaking limits testimonies.
Make that clap bigger for the Lord. No one like Him. Will you shout as well to the Lord this morning? Amen. Please be seated.
Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory and praise. We honor you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for answering all of our prayers. And now, O Lord, send us your word for the day. Give us this day our daily bread. Let every soul be satisfied. Let everyone be refreshed. Let everyone be recharged. And let your name be glorified. And all who believe, make your amen very loud. It is my year of breaking limits. Welcome this morning to this covenant hour of prayer. It is my privilege to bring to us a word of exhortation. And I pray that this exhortation will lead to your exaltation. Somebody say loud amen. Our exhortation line, as delivered to us prophetically, is running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. Wherever there is no prize, there cannot be a press. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Prizes are motivators to participation. Prizes instigate zeal. When you know something awaits you in the future, you are compelled to want to live. Those who die simply can't see a future. That's why they wish to die. Everyone with a future in view never likes to die. This is why we must keep in view the prize for what we are doing. Peter was conscious of that. He said, Master, we have left all these things behind. What do you have for us in the future? He left behind the things behind because of the future. And Jesus said, Peter, there is none of you who have left houses and land and all of that that will not have 100%, 100-fold of everything you have left behind. You'll never get discouraged with prize in view. With prize in view. In athletes, when an athletic breaks his leg, he still wants to press. You hardly see a good athlete fall after first attack. He would drag the leg. Why? Because his eye is on the prize. Who for the prize that was set before him endured the cross? That was the story of Jesus. Don't tell me Jesus didn't feel the pain. He felt the pain. But in the midst of the pain, he was pressing. Don't tell me we all don't have situations, circumstances that wants to say, hey, don't go for that. We have them all around us. But because the price is in view, we keep pressing. Say with me, I keep pressing. Say it again, I keep pressing. But very importantly this morning, one great virtue that helps us to keep pressing is your heart. Your heart. Victory. Triumph, strength begins from the heart. And what more? God deals with your heart much more than your act. Your heart. It is your heart before your act. Therefore, we must engage with our heart in the pursuit of any vision. Man appraises you by your act, but God measures you by your heart. Your heart. Man may commend your act, but God approves your heart. Your heart. Oh, somebody's out there everywhere. And people say, oh, can you see how zealous that brother is? Can you see how active that sister is? But God is watching and say, oh, you don't know him. You don't know her. God sees your heart before he notices your act. Your heart arrives at his table before your act appears in his presence. A few scripture establishes this. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eye of the Lord runneth to and fro throughout the whole heart to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart, not whose act, whose heart is perfect towards him. It is your heart that gives value to your act. Your heart gives value to your act. Everybody is busy doing it, but what is God saying about your heart? Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have war. Your heart, your heart. You can be doing something and not be willingly doing it. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Very exciting scriptures. The heart is deceitful. That is, the heart is not stable. The heart can be forward and backward. Above all things, the heart of man is unpredictable, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And God answered, I, the Lord, I search the heart. God is busy putting your heart on the computer. Just like in the laboratory, they check everything about your health, about your system. God said, I, the Lord, I am searching the heart. I try the reins. The reins indicates the mind, the heart. Even to give, look at that, to give every man, not according to his act, but according to his ways. His ways, the ways of his heart. And according to the fruit of his doings. I, the Lord, I deal with the heart. Everybody can see your face, but only God can see your heart. Everybody can notice your act. Only God records your heart. We must therefore pursue any agenda, not as men to be seen, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. The will of God from the heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. That is how the scripture recommends that we should carry out our duty. Not with high service. Not with high service. Oh, let them see me that I came. Let them see me that I'm there in the field. Let them see me that I'm praying. Let them hear my voice, that my voice is very loud in prayer. As men please us, let me get commendation. Let men say, oh, he's trying. But as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Back in secondary school days, some fellows, this is life story. In my class, we were snapping photographs, and one of them carried books in his hand. I don't know whether they still carry books like that today. They carry books, including Habbot and some of those stuff. And he asked that they should snap him. And according to him, this is life. He said, well, at least if I fail, people will know that I tried. Amen. I can remember that very vividly now. According to that, so in those days when students' result is out, they placed on the public notice board, and all the remaining students will go there. Oh, yeah. And this fellow used to be a good reader. Sympathy is what people give to you. That's how it goes in the kingdom today. Many people look so busy, but there is nothing to show. If you are really doing it, the reward will show. If you are really doing it from the heart, there will be testimonies. There is nobody who does it with his heart and misses his testimony. Not with eye service. According to that scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God. That is, doing it according to the rule of the game. From the heart. From the heart. Only what emanates from the heart will attract reward. You know why? Satan can frustrate action, but he can never frustrate your heart. Satan can frustrate your act. He can frustrate, he can damage anything you are doing in the physical, but he cannot locate the root of what you do from the heart. That's why Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13, God lamenting about the heart of man. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw nigh to me with their mouth, and with their lips, do honor me. But I've removed their hearts. So don't remove your heart from your act. Your heart is a catalyst for your act. They've removed their heart far from me, and their affair towards me is taught by the precept of men. Don't remove your heart from the act, because your heart is a catalyst for your act. It is your heart that gives value to your act. Your heart. What are we saying? As you pursue Operation 10 for Christ, let your heart be there. Your heart fall. You don't have to be a great preacher. You don't have to be a great testifier. All you need is your heart. I don't want to be called a great preacher. I want to be called one whose heart is following after God. You may not be perfect in your heart, but be perfect in your heart. In your heart. As we close, what are the returns for your spiritual stewardship? Number one, peace that passes all understanding. As you engage in winning souls in pursuit of the kingdom, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 6 tells us that we are given the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Ephesians 6, 15. You know, shodden your feet with the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Every carrier of peace is entitled to peace. Gospel carriers are peace beneficiaries. You can't be preaching peace and suffer crisis. Luke 10, 5. Jesus said, when you go from house to house, the first thing you will say, whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be unto this house. You cannot inject peace into people and suffer crisis in return. Peace. Peace. Number two, supernatural breakthroughs. When you carry the gospel, the power of God is there. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. It generates breakthroughs. Gospel bearers are power carriers, are breakthrough manifestors. Peter gave his boat for Jesus to preach. He got breakthrough in return. Everyone in pursuit of operation, 10 for Christ, breakthrough is your portion. I thought somebody said amen to that. Breakthrough is your portion. Breakthrough is your portion. Therefore, according to admonition of scriptures, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Get addicted to the gospel to enjoy additions from God. Get addicted to the gospel so you can enjoy additions from God. Today, you will enjoy additions. Rise to your feet with me. Give glory to God for the word you have received this morning. Thank him from the depth of your heart. And as you do, begin to lay hold on the blessing of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to God about your heart. Father, I will serve you with my heart today. My heart will not be withdrawn from my act. My heart will be a catalyst to my act. Father, search my heart. Father, let my heart be pure. Father, let my motive be clear in the pursuit of this agenda. Somebody pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer right now. And as you do so, begin to speak to your day. Speak life, speak grace. Speak glory to your day. In the precious name of Jesus, wave those beautiful hands and give thanks to God.
Lift your hand and lift your voice and give thanks unto God this morning. Appreciate him for his word that you have received. Give him the glory, the honor, and the adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor and all the adoration. Lift your voice and give thanks unto God. Give praise unto his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank him. Thank him and thank him. Are you giving him praise? Do it from the depth of your heart. Do it with faith in your heart and appreciate him. Now begin to speak to your day and make your decrees concerning this day. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day. This day is blessed. The day is loaded with testimonies, a day of visitations, a day of revelations, a day of insight, a day of advancement, a productive day. Lift your voice and speak concerning the day. Speak concerning the day. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Lift your voice and make your decrees. Make your decrees. Make your decrees. Make your decrees. Lift your hand to heaven and begin to give thanks unto him. Appreciate him because the day is answering to your declaration. The day is answering to your declaration. The day is answering to your declaration. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. Be reminded, Operation 10 for Christ 2020 is on. Keep engaging. And we have, as we have been told already this week, you're going after every weary winner, among other things. Without prejudice to the pursuit of new converts, we are also going after every weary winner, letting them know God has a mark of exemption awaiting them. And as we do, God will honor each one in the name of Jesus. You believe it? Say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.